Hello there, Shamika. This is Marty at the Depot Provera hotline on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm not doing so bad. Thank you so much for asking. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim?
No.
Clearly, I need to know exactly what the message is said.
Okay. And then are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And I always like to remind you I'm on a recorded line. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Shepherd. Do you know what it takes to shatter a bone?
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a
year?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And then I'm going to ask you the same attorney question, just in a longer legal format. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
I have not.
Okay. Perfect. So, yes, you're willing to affirm that you have not. Excellent.
Right, I have not.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now, you said you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depo-Provera for at least a year. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
So the, sorry, will you repeat that?
Brain.
Okay. And then do you mind telling me the date of your diagnosis?
August 19th, 2009.
Okay, August 19th, 2009. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Like,
what do you mean?
Like CT scan, MRI, both?
Oh,
or...
yeah. Both. I've had CT scans, MRIs, biopsy.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering that. Sorry you had to go through that. Yeah.
Fine.
And what is your date of birth?
12/12/76.
Okay. 12/12/1976.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then this is just a quick aside. Do you know anyone else that was also injured by Depo-Provera?
No.
Okay. Well, that's fortunate. And then did you consume or use the brand name injectable contraceptive of Depo-Provera?
Did I what now? Say that again.
Oh, absolutely. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. And then, you know what, did you use, sorry, which injectable did you use, the Depo-Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
I'm not really sure, because when they injecting you, they don't really tell you, but you know, when I was making my appointments to go in, I was going in for a Depo-Provera shot.
Okay, so Depo-Provera. Okay. Thank you. So now that answers the question. Really, one of the options was just Depo-Provera. So that sounds okay. Give me 1 second. Okay. And then did you use
Depo-Provera?
You can excuse yourself for a second if you like. He's
been beeping in on my cell phone. Hold on.
You're fine.
Hello. Yeah, he was there. Yeah, you know he only get around. Okay, I'm going to call you right back, though. Okay, I'm back.
Oh, you're fine. Okay, perfect. So, and then the other was, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah, more than a year, yeah.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And then if you can estimate what when your usage start date was for your maybe your first injection.
May of 2004.
Okay. We'll say May 1st of 2004. Would that be a good, to the best of your knowledge, around May 1st of 2004?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then your stop date, when did you stop taking Depo-Provera?
Like July of 2009.
Okay. Maybe the end of June, beginning of July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll say this. So about May 1st of 2004 to July 1st of 2009, does that sound like the best estimate to the best of your knowledge?
Yeah.
Okay. And then will you just please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you very much. And then... let me go ahead and make sure I have your first name spelled correctly. Okay. Is it Suamika?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to make sure I pronounce your name right, too. It's S-U-A-M-E-K-A?
Correct.
And then Cunningham, I believe just the traditional, C-U-N-N-I-N-G-H-A-M.
Correct.
All right.
You're giving this to me because you're showing me what.
And then to look up your medical records, I'll go ahead and need your social.
426-131467.
Okay. 426-131467.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. And then your email address, I believe it's your first name, 76 at Yahoo, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to say it. I'm going to spell it out for you. S-U-A-M-E-K-A, 76 at Yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay, is your telephone number 662-425-7126?
Correct.
Is this a cell phone number?
It is.
Okay. And then what's your full address?
369 Doral Road, Brooksville, Mississippi, 39739.
Okay, and then what road did you say?
Doral.
Oh, okay, D-O-R-A?
Uh-huh.
Like Dora the Explorer?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry for the obscure reference. Okay, so 369 Dora Road. Is it Brooksville?
Correct.
Okay, Mississippi 39739.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Is there any unit number or anything like that?
No.
Good. I always like to make sure I double check. Perfect. All right, and then we're just going to go ahead and go over the doctor and make sure that we have all that information there. So do you remember the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Craig Clark was a neurosurgeon.
Okay. $600 for the broken phone. Good luck to you, darling. Give me one moment. $600. I can't believe you're saying that. I'm done. Okay. And so, did you say Fred Clark?
No.
Sorry.
Craig.
Oh, Craig, I'm so sorry. I guess on the phone, everything sounds a little similar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I found him. Okay, so Craig is spelled C-R-A-I-G, and Clark is C-L-A-R-K, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, thank you. And do you remember the name of the facility?
LaFleur Greenwood Hospital.
Okay. Okay, Greenwood, LaFleur Hospital.
Get up to $50,000 for your funeral.
Yes.
And other final expenses, including your credit card debt, with no medical.
Is that at 1401 River Road in Greenwood, Mississippi?
Yes.
Amazing as usual, Frank. Happy to see you're out of the hospital and back at it.
Me too. But my big health scare got me really thinking about the future.
Okay.
My parents have to take over 40 businesses.
And then the facility's phone number I have here is 662-459-7000. Is that right?
I don't remember the number to the hospital.
Okay. It's 662, though. I think that's the same as your prefix. I see
it
here on Google. On Google associated. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then you have to take
If you have a better one, you're more than welcome to give that to me. If not, I found Greenwood. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think theirs was like a 601.
Yeah, let me see.
No, you're right. I think it was a 662, so that's probably it.
Perfect.
That's probably.
Hey, well, no, I appreciate you being engaged.
563 now.
And then did you ever have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
As you can be approved, even if you have pre-existing health conditions, your rates can never be increased.
And was Craig Clark, Dr. Craig Clark, did he give you the medical treatment too? Or was that a different doctor?
No, he did.
No hidden fees and no waiting period.
Okay, same information for your treating doctor then? All was Craig Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that makes it a little easier.
8563.
That's 800-919-8563. And then, do you know who prescribed you the Depo-Provera, the prescribing doctor's name?
She was a nurse practitioner, Rosie Wilburn.
Mr. Wheaton, you are suing
okay.
Mr. Jokes for
$8. Give me one moment.
You just stole some of your jokes and won some prize money, which you feel you were entitled to.
Give me one second.
One day we met up at a comedy cafe, it was a group of us, and, you know, and I don't know if you've been around comics, and, you know, our brains work a little different. We like to feed off each other. You know, about six of us, and we're just shooting off jokes to each other, and I said a joke. And, you know, I'm doing a show later that night. I didn't want the joke, so I just said, hey, this is a throwaway joke. Big laugh.
Okay.
Mr. Texas says a joke, but he heard me say it was a throwaway joke.
What is a throwaway joke?
And is that R-O-S-I-E? W-I-L-B-U-R-N?
W-I-L-B-O-N.
Oh, Wilbon. I'm so sorry.
He said a joke about an electric vehicle.
What was the joke?
He said,
Rosie Wilbon.
I'm getting up in age, so now I'm looking for a self-driving vehicle. So I'm going out to the dealership, right? And the dealer looks at me, he's like, oh, you can't.
Perfect, I found her.
So first of all, I'm there. Put the money down. Told you I would pay.
All right, and then do you remember the facility name that she worked at?
I'm paying this call.
Knoxville General Hospital.
Right, you know, I wake up the next morning and I see my car driving itself back
okay.
to the dealership.
You say it was, sorry, was it Macon General Hospital, or will you repeat that?
Knoxville General Hospital.
Maxford?
Knoxville, N-O-X-U-B-E-E.
Oh, Knoxville, I'm sorry. I'm from California, so I'm not as familiar with the area.
Right, I understand.
Well, that helps out a lot. You've been really helpful.
Well, thanks.
You may even achieve 100%, they've said.
allergic, serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur.
Okay. And is that over on 78 Hospital Drive in Macon, Mississippi, 39341?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're watching Justice for the People.
As much as we appreciate what our mechanics can do and who they are.
And then I have the telephone number as 662-726-4231. Is that right?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
That is. If you can
and did you use the pharmacy there or elsewhere?
Elsewhere.
Okay, do you remember the pharmacy name?
I mostly use Walmart in Columbus, Mississippi.
Okay, I got the Columbus, Mississippi, and then what was the name of the pharmacy again? Sorry.
Walmart.
How do you spell that? Lockhart?
I'm sorry, Walmart.
Oh, Walmart. I'm so sorry. I'm familiar with Walmart. I can tell you that.
I was shocked that you wasn't familiar with Walmart.
No. I live my life by Walmart, so that's good. Okay. So it's the Walmart in Columbus, Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
Pharmacy there. Okay. And is the address on 1913 Highway 45 North, Columbus, Mississippi, 39705?
Correct.
Okay. And then I have the telephone number as 662-329-1766, okay?
Yes.
All right. Now I think we're done with the hard stuff there.
Okay.
Now, do you have a copy of your medical records, or can you get them if needed from the hospital?
I can get them. Yes, I can get them. I don't have them, but I can get them.
Okay, perfect. And then if you were to send them, right, if they requested them, what do you feel more comfortable sending them, mail, electronically, or either?
Probably mail.
Okay, good. And then the last thing, I'm going to read you a quick script. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. Ensuring that we could continue your case or your loved ones, typically we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Okay, and then do you have an emergency contact that we can put down for you?
The Montreal Cunningham.
Okay, and then does he live with you or elsewhere?
With me.
Okay, and did you say Montreal?
Yes.
And that's Montrell?
Yes.
All right, I finally got something right, I'll tell you.
You did.
Excellent. And then relationship to you.
Awesome.
Okay, nice. And then what's the best telephone number for him?
662-272-4160.
Okay, perfect. 662-272-4160.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then do you have a good email for him?
I don't remember it by heart.
Okay, in the case of an emergency, he could access yours maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's suamika76@yahoo.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, yeah, we can go ahead and put that one down there. And then the emergency the address would be the same as yours.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to go ahead and just go through that. Now that we have all the answers, I'm just going to summarize it for you. Just be engaged, and you could just tell me if I got anything wrong. And I'll just stop every few questions and ask you if everything's right, okay?
Okay.
But the worst is over. That's the good news.
Yes.
All right. And so thanks for bearing with me, and I have a little bit of a cold, so I hope I wasn't too fighting myself to cough.
I appreciate your time.
Oh, absolutely. It really is my pleasure. You know, I'm glad that we can help, you know, get you to the next step to talk to the attorneys. They're the real superstars that can help you there. So let me go ahead and walk through this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first is just, you know, first thing I asked was, would you like to even see the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit? You said yes. Did you get an attorney to help you file a claim? You said no. And then I asked, are you willing to affirm that you haven't found an attorney or signed documents with another law firm? You said yes, you can affirm that. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You're a resident of the United States. And all that's correct so far, right?
Correct.
Now, then, I asked if you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year. You said yes. The meningioma was of the brain, is what you answered. The date of diagnosis was August 19th, 2009, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just making sure that was correct. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then the method of diagnosis for the meningioma was, I asked what type, you know, CT scan or MRI. You said both. And then your date of birth, hey, it just passed. So happy belated birthday. It's December 12th, 1976, okay?
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't know anyone else, luckily, that was injured by Depo Provera. You said you did consume the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera. The injectable mm-hmm. that you used was Depo Provera. So sorry if it's a little repetitive here. And then you never use a generic brand at all, so that's good. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum with 4 shots within that same year? You said yes. Okay. And that was all prior to the diagnosis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? You said yes. Your usage start date was around May 1st, 2004. And then the stop date was around July 1st, 2009, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you are a female. That is your gender. Your name is spelled Suamekha. Last name Cunningham, Cunningham. Your social is 426-131467. Your email is suamekha76@yahoo.com. Your telephone number is 662-425-7126, and that's your mobile number. All of that is correct so far, right?
Yes.
All right. And then your full address is 369 Dora, D-O-R-A, Road in Brooksville, Mississippi, 39739, okay?
Yes.
And then your doctor's name for diagnosis was Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Clark, C-L-A-R-K, and he's at the Greenwood LaFleur Hospital, located at 1401 River Road in Greenwood, Mississippi, 38930. The telephone number, 662-459-7000. All that's correct?
Yes.
And you never had a diagnosis of cancer prior to your current diagnosis of the meningioma. That was correct, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then your treating doctor was the same as your diagnosing doctor, Craig Clark, at the Greenwood LaFleur hospital facility, same address at 1401 River Road, and then same telephone number. And then your prescribing doctor was Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, Wilbon, W-I-L-B-O-N, at the Noxubee General Hospital at 78 Hospital Drive, Macon, Mississippi, 39341, telephone number 662-726-4231, and all of that is correct as well, right?
Yes.
All right, we're almost done. Thank you for being so patient. And then pharmacy is the Walmart Supercenter pharmacy. Okay, and then that's located on 1913 Highway 45 North, Columbus, Mississippi, 39705. Telephone number being 662-329-1766, okay?
Yes.
All right. And then you said, yes, you can get a copy of your medical records. If you were going to send them, you'd prefer to send them by mail if they asked you. And then your emergency contact is your husband, Montrell Cunningham, Montrell Cunningham. His telephone number is 662-272-4160. And we'll use your email to amica76@yahoo.com. And then the address is the same as yours, 369 Dora Road in Brooksville, Mississippi, 39739. And that, all of that is all complete now. Thank you so much. Now, if you can go ahead and you can put me on speaker. I'm going to go ahead and send you either – I'm going to send you both, right, a text message and an email with the contract. It's only a few pages, and I can go ahead and guide you through if needed. Sometimes people are faster than me, and I can even guide them. So go ahead and get that out. You can put me on speaker if you may need my assistance.
Okay, so what is this I'm signing?
Okay, great. So this is a DocuSign. This is so that you can talk to the attorney, and they can actually give you legal advice, right? Ultimately, it's going to make sure – you just want to make sure that your information is correct on there. I think it's only a few pages. I'm going to go ahead and see on my side. I think it's – from what I remember, around six, but let me go ahead and see. So go ahead and open it up, and then it'll just ask you to consent to, like, electronic signature. Yeah, because you have to give the attorney permission to work with you. Okay. Yeah, so it's about six pages long. A lot of it's just your information. If you'd like, I can go over anything that you'd like with you, okay?
Okay. I think it said I was Spanish.
I don't think so, unless it's written in Spanish.
I signed in a missile. Can you see?
I'm sorry?
Can you see where?
I can see it when it's done, and because it's going to show me the copy.
Oh, I can
and then
see something.
Oh, okay.
I see something.
Yeah, and if you want, I can give you the step-by-step. You know, just you can tell me to be quiet if I'm bugging you. So you'll receive a text message, which you already have, it looks like. It directs you to the DocuSign webpage, which I think you already got to. And then once the DocuSign webpage opens, you can click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent. A checkbox that says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures, and you can click continue. Okay, and then once you get through all that, there's a yellow start button, and you could just click that, and I believe that's at the top right of the page. Okay, and it'll take you to your first signature field. Once you get to
okay,
your first
right
signature.
Okay, right now I'm on a thing that says start. Sending and signing today as I get started. This here is in blue.
Okay, so you want to click that, and then it should take you to the DocuSign.
Okay, it's asking for an email, no credit card.
Wait, are you sure you're on the right? Were you on? Are you on the right one? Was it a DocuSign sent by me, Martin, from Mass Tort Strategies?
Yeah, because the first thing that I did was I did a lot of, your session has timed out.
Sorry.
Okay, let me see. I signed and initialed, and then it says close. After I do all the signing and initial, do I hit the yellow close button?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I think you actually You completed it. Yeah, you're quick. You're quicker than me. That looks like you, Samika Cunningham. Yep, and it says completed at 10:32 my time, obviously.
Okay.
So then let me do this. I'm going to go ahead and give you my information because I want you to have a second point of contact in case it gets hard to... There we go. So the attorneys are going to reach out to you in the next 12 to 24 hours. If they don't, I want you to be able to know you could reach out to them. So, you know, they just want to make sure that they get a hold of you and talk to you about everything.
Okay.
So give me 1 second.
How long is this process?
You know what? I think they're probably a better, they're going to be a better resource on that. Now the attorneys can actually give you legal advice for this one. I would say go ahead and ask them that. They're going to be much more apt to tell you. And that's going to be within the next 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of questions, not just that. Okay, let me make sure that the number's right. Okay, nice. Perfect. Okay, great. So I just sent you that text. I just want to make sure you got it. That's my direct line.
Okay.
Okay, so and you can even text me back at that number. You know, if you need anything from me, you can text me at that number. You can call me at that number. Sometimes it's easier to text just so we can get something together because I know sometimes being on the phone for a while, you know, we end up playing phone tag, but I'm always happy to make sure that you get a hold of whoever you need to, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. You know, I'm glad that you got medical attention, and hopefully now you can get some justice for that. And other than that, you know, happy belated birthday. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, and hope you have a blessed rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cunningham. Bye-bye now.